favorite day of the year. St. Luke, apostle and evangelist, we pray that God would greatly bless us as we hear his word and receive his gifts tonight. A couple of words on our worship service for this evening. Our opening hymn, O God of God, O Light of Light, hymn number 810. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 1, and that's on page 151 and following. We have a special insert for the night, St. Luke. Readings are on one side, propers are on the other. Also, you'll note a second insert, and that's for our closing hymn this evening. That hymn insert now rests beneath nigh shadows. That's our closing hymn, and we'll use that insert at that time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the faithful testimony of those who have gone before us. We thank you for Luke, evangelist, physician, historian. Heavenly Father, teach us a hunger and a passion for your word in its truth and purity, your word proclaimed to the end of the world. All these things, Lord, we pray in the name of the Word made flesh, Jesus, crucified and risen for us and for our salvation. Amen. Amen. Hymn 810. Please stand as you're able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name.
Amen.
Almighty God in his mercy has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing the introit appointed for the day.
Thus it is written,
let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
for this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you praise, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God,
pray. Almighty God, our Father, your blessed Son called Luke, the physician, to be an evangelist and physician of the soul. Grant that the healing medicine of the gospel and the sacraments may put to flight the diseases of our souls, that with willing hearts we may ever love and serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Continue with the readings. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the Festival of St. Luke is from Isaiah chapter 35. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals, where they lie down, the grass shall become reeds and rushes, and a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way, even if they are fools, they shall not go astray. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual as it's printed on your insert.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. My heart overflows with a pleasing theme. My tongue is like a pen of ready scribe.
The epistle is from 2 Timothy chapter 4. As for you, always be sober-minded. Endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, There is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Do your best to come to me soon, for Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Luke alone is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is very useful to me for ministry. Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, also the books, and above all, the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me great harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. Beware of him yourself, for he strongly opposed our message. At my first defense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel and our Alleluia and verse.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.'" This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O
Christ. Please be seated for the hymn of the day, number 518, by All Your Saints in Warfare, 518, verses 1, 26, and 3.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. Dear Christians, St. Luke records the words of Jesus for us tonight, including these words: "Pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into his harvest." He says these words after sending out 72 disciples, two by two, into all of the towns where Jesus soon will follow, where his servants go and proclaim his word, there the Lord will soon be. And so it is that he asks you to pray for those servants. Pray for the Lord to send laborers. The harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. Pray for your pastors as they are sent out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Pray earnestly to the Lord for your pastors and for other workers in the church. Your pastors need your prayers, because the truth is, pastors are sinful people just like each and every one of you. Pastors fall short day in and day out, just like you fall short. Pastors break all 10 commandments, just like you do. It's not just spiritual problems that make pastors like you. Pastors worry about how to pay bills and make ends meet, just like you. Pastors have family members they must worry about or care for, just like you. Pastors have loved ones who face terrible challenges, difficult situations, and bone-numbing consequences for sin, just like you. Pastors forget things, just like you. Pastors cannot read minds, just like you cannot. In so many ways, pastors aren't different. Pastors are sinners. Pastors struggle, just like you are sinners who struggle. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. No one is righteous. No, not one. From the back pew all the way to these goofy chairs up front, all of us fall short of what God wishes. We're all the same in terms of righteousness and holiness. All are guilty who are gathered here, in that we are the same, and all guilty sinners will die in the end. Pastors, laypersons, children, elderly, all deserve death for ignoring God's word. If we're the same, why does God, in Jesus, tell us to pray earnestly to the Lord to send laborers? I mean, aren't we all in the same boat? Shouldn't we pray for all people who are sinners and all people who need forgiveness? Yes, of course. We pray for all sinners in their need, that they might hear the word of Christ, that they might be forgiven by the blood of Jesus, that they might inherit eternal life. We pray for all Christians, for all living people, that God would do for them just as he has promised to do. Yes, we should and ought to pray for every Christian that they be kept safe and secure in the ark of the Holy Church. We ought to pray for every Christian that they eat the body and blood of Christ regularly. We ought to pray for every Christian that they hear God's word wherever and whenever it is proclaimed. But we are also commanded to pray earnestly for pastors and church workers. Why? Because not only are they sinners, like all of you are sinners, they have also been placed into an office to serve other sinners, to bring God's word to sinners, to bring God's gifts to sinners. Pastors are sinners who are called to serve other sinners. Pastors are not above the congregation as kings and popes. Instead, they are placed beneath as servants to the members of a congregation. Just as Jesus washed the feet of his disciples, so too are pastors to serve those to whom they are called to serve. They've been given a job to bring Christ's word, Christ's mercy, Christ's love to sinners just like them. It's an impossible job, one that no pastor can accomplish on their own. I mean, think about it. What sort of a sinful, incomplete man could do the task that a holy and righteous God had given them to do? So it is that pastors need your prayers. Christ's word is clear. The harvest is plentiful. There are many sinners who have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Every person alive, in fact. Millions, billions of them. And God wants them all to hear that message. All to have the Holy Spirit work faith in their hearts. God wants all men to be saved. The harvest is plentiful, but they can only be saved if the word of God is preached into their ears. That's the way God saves you, in fact. God saves all. And something as simple as hearing God's word. God knows that all those people of the world can only be saved if their sins are washed away in the waters of holy baptism, in baptismal fonts just like ours all over the world. And that's what God wants. The harvest is plentiful. God wants all to be saved and knows that can happen only if they regularly eat the body and blood of Jesus, given and shed for them for the forgiveness of sins. That's the way you have been saved, with water and the word, with the body and blood of Jesus. That's the way God wants all to be saved. God promises to create faith through these means. He promises that for all sinners, even sinners like you and me. But how will people hear if no one is sent? How will people be washed if there are no hands to do the washing? no hands to place Christ's body and blood into your mouth. God uses sinful men, pastors, to be servants to other sinful people. And so it is that Jesus asks you to pray earnestly to the Lord to send workers into the harvest field, to send pastors to be servants to sinners. Jesus asks you to pray so that you might hear how God has saved you through his Son Jesus. And God has saved you. Make no mistake about that. His Son Jesus bled and died for your salvation, and God has sent people so that you might be sure and certain of that fact. Pray that God would send that word into your ear, word of crucifixion and resurrection, applying it generously to whatever sin might be on your conscience, revealed by his word in your soul. Pray earnestly for the man that God sends to preach that message, that he might be faithful in proclaiming that word, so that his own sin does not obscure the truth of the message of Jesus for you. Pray because the message your pastor preaches is of most importance. Pray because wolves are prowling, seeking to devour the truth before it comes to your ear. Pray that your pastor might live in the forgiveness of sins that he also preaches into your ears. Pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest. Pray that God would send hands to apply water and the word to you and to your children and all who are far off. For that promise of baptism is for you, that when the water and the word come upon you, that you are clothed in Jesus. So that when God looks at you squarely in the eyes, he sees no longer your sin. He sees his Son who has died for that sin, so that you might live forever. When you live in baptism, your sins are forgiven exactly as God says. Pray for the man that God sends to baptize you and to remind you of your baptism day in and day out, to announce the absolution to your ears so that your old Adam might drown in the waters of baptism. Pray that the man God sends would live in the same baptismal grace that you live in as he faithfully administers baptism to you and your family. Pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest that he would send redeemed sinful men to set a table, an altar before you, at which the body and blood of Jesus are placed into your mouths to bring the living God to you and to forgive your sins, to remind you that you are what you eat, and when you eat Jesus, you are holy, righteous, just as he is holy and righteous. Earnestly pray that your sinful pastor would be bold enough to carefully administer God's gifts according to God's word, preventing those whose faith is uncertain from eating and drinking so that they do not harm their faith or their souls. pray that they would be patient in teaching until God provides certainty in the words given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Pray that your pastor might rejoice in eating and drinking for forgiveness of sins, just as you eat and drink. And earnestly pray to the Lord of the harvest that you, dear Christian, would be able to forgive your pastor when he sins against you. So often we're tempted to just become angry, to turn our backs, to stop speaking to him, to run to another church and another pastor until that pastor also sins against us. Pray to the Lord of the church that that happens to none of us, but that we might know that our pastors too are sinners that need the forgiveness of Christ just like us. And pray that we might understand that our mouth might be the mouth that announces forgiveness to the ears of poor servants called to serve in the church. That we might do to our pastor as he is called to do for us, to forgive with Jesus. The harvest is plentiful. The laborers and servants of Christ are few. And yet God promises to save you, dear Christian, to create faith in you, dear Christian, to resurrect you on the last day, dear Christian, to give you eternal life in paradise, dear Christian. God promises to bring his word into your ear. God promises to rescue you from sin, death, and the power of the devil. And to accomplish that end, God has sent men to give you his gifts. Pray earnestly for these men, for they need those prayers. Pray so that the pastor and parishioner alike may rejoice together in the grace and mercy of God shown through his Son, Jesus. Pray earnestly that God would continue to use servants to preach the sweet gospel into all of our ears, so that we might believe. Pray that God would feed us, even if by the hands of a sinner. Pray that God would wash away our sins with mere water and the word. Pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest that he would send laborers into his harvest, and that we might be taken home. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. This time we confess our faith together using the words of the Nicene Creed as it's found in your hymnal on page 158. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, who all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God, God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father,
by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge the baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Friends in Christ, I urge you all to lift up your hearts to God and pray with me, as Christ our Lord has taught us and freely promised to hear us. God, our Father in heaven, look with mercy on us, your needy children on earth, and grant us grace that your holy name be hallowed by us and all the world through the pure and true teaching of your word and the fervent love shown forth in our lives. Graciously turn from us all false doctrine and evil living, whereby your precious name is blasphemed and profaned. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
May your kingdom come to us and expand. Bring all transgressors and those who are blinded and bound in the devil's kingdom to know Jesus Christ, your Son, by faith, that the number of Christians may be increased. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Strengthen us by your Spirit according to your will, both in life and in death, in the midst of both good and evil things, that our own wills may be crucified daily and sacrificed to your good and gracious will. Into your merciful hands we commend all those who are sick, suffering, mourning, or in any kind of need or peril, praying for them at all times. Thy will be done. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant us our daily bread. Preserve us from greed and selfish cares, and help us trust in you to provide for all our needs. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Forgive us our sins, as we also forgive those who sin against us, so that our hearts may be at peace and may rejoice in a good conscience before you, and that no sin may ever frighten or alarm us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lead us not into temptation, O Lord, but help us by your Spirit to subdue our flesh, to turn from the world and its ways, and to overcome the devil with all his wiles. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And lastly, O Heavenly Father, deliver us from evil of both body and soul, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We trust, O Lord, in your great mercy to hear and answer us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship tonight. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a God who loves us, gives us his word, gives us servants to bring that word to us, and gives us the gift of prayer would be your peace and joy today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. We continue now with the offertory, page 159. Please stand.
What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of the Lord. I will thank the God of salvation and will call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your heart. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, for you have mightily governed and protected your holy church, in which the blessed apostles and evangelists proclaimed your divine and saving gospel. Therefore, with patriarchs and prophets, apostles and evangelists, with your servant Luke, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of high and mighty, heaven and earth full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Lamb of God, you take away.
Thank you.
The very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. We sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 165. Please stand.
Lord, now you let yourself.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please be seated. I direct your attention to the insert for our closing hymn, Choir verses 1 and 4, Women verse 2, Men verse 3, Everyone verses 5 and 6.
Now rest beneath thy shadow, the
Wow, that was awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks be to God. Just a couple of announcements before we dismiss. Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes for the activities and events in the days and weeks ahead. Big activity that's coming up is the blood drive. I know there are still room for appointments, so that is this Saturday from 8 to 2. From 8 to 2. And as a special treat, not only for the blood donors, but for the whole city of Lincoln, we have... From 11 to 2, we have on the hook fish, fish and chips. On the hook fish will be in the parking lot from 11 to 2. So come and give blood and eat fish. Come and eat fish and give blood, or any combination thereof. You don't have to do one to do the other. And we're very thankful. It's a big big deal to get the fish truck here. So thank you for that. Am I going to fry them? No. And I'm not. I'll buy them for me, but I'm not buying yours either, Shirley. So sorry. So but no, it's. The last time we went to Seward for the on the hook fish, the line was about two blocks long, so this is the big time, folks. So check it out. Hi, Adam. How are you?
Spots are limited for the blood drive. We only have, I think, four spots left. So
okay. I heard half of what you said. We have slots.
There's four slots left for the blood drive.
Okay, I know we have openings because I got an email today that said there were still openings, even though mine's one of them. So, so check it out. Walk-ins are available. Yes, Linda.
We also have an action Bible sale that we're going to run in place for sale for AFA.
Okay. Can you repeat what she said? I didn't hear a word of it.
There's also sale that will be in one of the rooms back here as well. There'll be over 100 African violets here, so you know, there's lots of things going on. You can get fish and food. You can get African violets for the winter to put in your windows, or if you're me, to kill them. I've never had much luck with them, but those will be for sale, so lots of opportunities for fellowship and supporting different causes here on Saturday.
Okay. All right. Thanks again to the choir, Bible study in the fellowship hall, Lifelight tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Book of Judges. Anything else? Have a great day and week in the peace of the Lord Jesus.